I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's an unexpected glimmer of hope coming from the global climate talks in Cancun, Mexico. It involves the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse pollution, the U.S. and China. The two don't agree on much when it comes to fighting global warming, but negotiators for the two countries appear to be making headway on a plan to monitor their emissions. It may seem like a minor detail, but observers say it could be an important first step toward breaking the deadlock on a global agreement to cut greenhouse pollution. The news from Cancun comes as scientists today reported that the last 10 years have been the hottest decade on record. One of the biggest factors in that warming is coal pollution. Coal is the most widely used fossil fuel. It's also the dirtiest. China burns more coal than anyone else, but it's hoping to reduce its growing appetite for coal with a big push to develop renewable energy sources such as wind and solar. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports in the third part of her series on coal and China.
At first glance, Dizhou seems like many a scruffy third-tier Chinese city, with its mom-and-pop shops, street vendors, and motorized trishaw taxis. But look up at the streetlights. They're solar-powered. Look on the rooftops. Almost everyone has a solar water heater. Dizhou is trying to reinvent itself as a solar city. One trishaw driver says his solar water heater saves him money, and he'd love to get solar electric panels for his house. He says, if the price is right, of course I'd use them. It sure beats using coal for heating and cooking, as his family does now. But he says, for now, it's hard to find solar panels in the market. But Dizhou has more than 100 solar companies. Chen Chuanmin is an energetic young manager for Huangming, the biggest of these.
We at this company have our goal. We want to see 25% of the world's energy come from renewable sources by 2025 and 90% by 2050.
That's an ambitious goal, far beyond the Chinese government's own targets or what's considered realistically possible. But China is making a big push on renewable power. Like the trishaw driver's family, the government wants to reduce China's dependence on dirty coal. It has set a goal of getting 15% of its energy from renewables by 2020 and at least 30% by 2050. Most of that will be hydropower from dams, which are plentiful in China. But the government is also investing billions in non-conventional sources, like solar, biomass, and wind. In the far western region of Xinjiang, the Goldwind wind turbine factory cranks out blades and towers with the help of generous subsidies from the government. China's wind energy supply has mushroomed to 30 times what it was 5 years ago. The country is now the world's largest manufacturer of wind turbines, and Goldwind, a German joint venture, is number 5 in the world. Down the road, hundreds of white turbines spin against a clear blue sky. Lu Feng is the manager of this power company, called Tianfeng. He says, the electricity produced here goes straight onto the grid. The power costs about 50% more than using coal, if you don't count the long-term environmental and health costs of coal. And there's the rub. Renewables are still expensive, on paper. But when you add up all the costs of using coal, the numbers change. Cheng Siwei, a former official in China's legislature, did the math for what the real costs of coal were in 2005.
We found the environmental cost equal 13.5% of our GDP. And that year, our GDP only increased by 10.4%. That means we will leave our environmental debts to our children or grandchildren.
Cheng was speaking at the World Economic Forum meeting earlier this fall. He had a receptive audience for his call to look past the immediate bottom-line cost of energy. And at least a few deals were done on the side, including one between China and Iceland for a geothermal energy project here. Geothermal is one of several promising renewable technologies that have barely been tapped in China. Back in the aspiring solar city of Dizhou, Huangming's corporate headquarters shows off its own vision of a cleaner energy future. There are solar-powered hotels, villas, and office buildings. And down the road, Huangming has built a brand new 300-unit apartment complex called Utopia Garden. A sales rep shows off solar electric panels on the roof, a solar thermal heating system, energy-efficient windows, and other green features. She says most of the apartments here have already sold, even at about twice the price of other apartments of comparable size in town. But even this utopian complex can't generate enough of its own solar electricity to run the computers, TVs, gadgets, and air conditioners of its residents. And that's China's problem writ large, as it quickly urbanizes and grows wealthier, says journalist Jonathan Watts. Watts is the author of the new book on China's environment, When a Billion Chinese Jump. He says China outspent the United States almost 2-to-1 on renewable energy last year. And it's also making big investments in nuclear power, cleaner-burning natural gas power plants, and energy efficiency. But
even with that, they're saying that the dependency on coal will probably go down from 70% today to about 64 or 65% in 2015. So if you carry on at that pace, it's still going to take 30 or 40 years at the very quickest to wean yourself off coal.
What's needed to help pick up the pace, some energy analysts say, is not just more investment in research and development and manufacturing, but more incentives to produce and use green power within China. For now, many of China's subsidies and incentives for solar panels in particular are focused more on export markets than on domestic use, to the point that the United States has filed an unfair competition case against China. That said, China's expected to more than double its solar electricity capacity this year alone. In addition, more than 30 million homes here already use solar water heaters, and a new law requires grid managers to buy all the renewable energy that's offered to them or pay a steep fine. These are some of the signs that China is serious about at least taking the edge off of its coal habit. But Peng Xiaofeng, the CEO of LDK Solar, says the government should do more now. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, he said, with the cost of coal going up and the cost of solar electric panels tumbling by 70% over the past 5 years, the market for solar could soon take off like the market for cell phones and computers once did.
In the last 10 years, the mobile phone and the computer changed your life. I think next 5 to next 10 years, the solar energy will change our life and will change our energy sectors.
For now, though, coal's abundance in China and its relatively low cost mean it's not going quietly. Only an unanticipated breakthrough of renewable energy technology and a dramatic reduction in its cost is likely to change that. That, or an even louder wake-up call that the climate and the rest of the environment don't have decades to wait. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Dizhou, Shandong Province, China.